The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. The companies hoping to bring a casino to Richmond have already contributed more than $8 million for the campaign, according to paperwork filed with the Department of Elections. That's more than three times the amount spent on a similar 2021 referendum, which failed. Urban One gave $4 million towards the effort, and Churchill Downs contributed $3.1 million. Those are among the largest single donations in Virginia history. By comparison, an anti-casino group raised $142,000. The Chesapeake Oyster Alliance, a project of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, announced its 100th member this week. Patrick Larson has more on the group's efforts.
For oyster researcher Leslie Townsell, protecting oyster reefs is a matter of protecting coastal communities. Research shows they guard against storm surge flooding.
They're really our first line of defense with climate change and all these hurricanes and storm fronts coming.
Townsell is community director for Black in Marine Science, a nonprofit dedicated to connecting Black marine scientists around the world. Now, BIMS is creating a home base in Hampton, and by joining the Chesapeake Oyster Alliance, Townsell says the group can provide geographically diverse perspectives to state and federal restoration efforts. Tanner Council, senior manager of the Alliance, is glad for the help. He says large-scale goals to restore oysters and protect bay habitats are nothing without grassroots work.
It's all the work that's happening that's coming from all these different individuals and different groups of people who believe in this.
The Chesapeake Bay Program says Virginia is on track to meet some 2025 oyster habitat goals, but lags on other bay restoration efforts like pollution reduction. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Republican Delegate Rob Bell, who served Albemarle County for two decades, is now Deputy Attorney General for Health, Education, and Social Services. Bell announced his retirement in February and began his new post on Monday. Attorney General Jason Miarez noted Bell's familiarity with the Virginia Code, as well as his work ethic, in a press release. Bell previously worked as a prosecutor in Orange County, and during his tenure in the House of Delegates, worked on education and health policy. Northern Virginia Congressperson Jennifer Wexton won't seek re-election next year after being diagnosed with a neurodegenerative disorder. The Democrat announced in April that she had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and that she planned to continue her work in Congress. On Monday, she said her diagnosis had been modified to progressive supranuclear palsy, according to the Associated Press. Wexton says she received the new diagnosis after feeling like she wasn't responding well to treatment. She plans to continue serving for the rest of her term, which runs through 2024. On Saturday, the city of Richmond held its first community meeting focused on the potential acquisition of two historic Black cemeteries. Conciliator Cynthia Newbill and Director of Parks Chris Frelke met with residents and community groups. Many expressed frustration with past city responses as the Evergreen and East End cemeteries fell into disrepair.
A lot of folks were then excluded from that process. I think a lot of us have a little bit of like a twitch when it comes to trust at this point.
But Frelke and some members of the descendant group said the meeting was productive and cordial. More public meetings are planned to discuss the cemetery's future, but dates have not been set. Thanks to a boost from a large freshman class and funds from the newly signed state budget, VCU's finances have improved slightly. The university still has to reduce its workforce, but VCU reduced its budget shortfall to $20 million, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. For the first time in 5 years, enrollment grew at the university thanks to its freshman class being one of the largest in school history. Enrollment added an extra $3 million to the school's budget. The university also received $10 million from the state budget, more than any other Virginia college. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There were so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.